Springfield's pure classic rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike, the intern, on the phone with my good buddy Jim Swafford from Jim's Steakhouse and Pub. Now, you guys might not know this, but Jim and I have actually gone to Mexico together, and we shared some wonderful days on Puerto Vallarta's beaches together, and got to know him pretty well. And I've been a big fan of his restaurant for a long time. I've said it to many people, and I'll say it again. I think that prime rib sandwich is in my top three sandwiches of all time. It is so damn good. But you guys had to make some changes. A lot of business owners in the last few weeks have really had to completely change their business model in a completely 180 direction. What are you guys doing?
Well, we have taken it all curbside, like many of the other restaurants.
So how does that work?
Well, you go to the website, you know, figure out what you want, and call 886-GYM and place your order there, and we will bring it out to the curb once you arrive.
That's awesome. And the same menu, are you guys changing that up? Are you doing any kind of family packs? I've started to see those pop up, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, we have done a family pack thing. We have a prime rib dinner, a grilled meatloaf dinner, and grilled or baked salmon. All of them are planning on feeding 3 to 4 people very generously. Come with a couple of sides, and we're bringing the salad bar home to you. All the salad bar toppings will be available for you to order.
That's awesome right there in itself. I mean, if you've never had their salad bar, you'll see it for yourself. It's incredible. And the fact that you guys have, like I said, changed your business model to change with the times and what we're going through right now, I think is a very smart thing. And thank you for doing that. And like I said, you get out and support these guys, especially local business owners. You guys are so good at giving back. You know, you guys do fundraisers. You open your door to different nonprofits all the time. You don't ask for anything in return. Now is our time to give back to you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to do a little bit of giving back with this also to the Police Officers Survivor Relief Fund. Every order, $5 will go to that fund.
See, that's what I'm saying. Even now, we're... I know you're staying up at night, probably trying to figure out what the next day is going to look like. You're still giving back, and that really hits home and why you should get out and support these businesses.